I didn't know it was this difficult until I started. And these are my exact words 3 months after I started The Simple Creative. Hey everybody, welcome back to The Simple Creative. I'm your host, Oladimiji Ajigbile, and this is the podcast for those brave enough and bold enough to actually start up something from nothing. Before we get into this episode of the podcast, I would like to talk about the future of The Simple Creative. The Simple Creative started a few months ago, and ever since it started, there's been a level of consistency as to when the podcast is released every Wednesday. But a few weeks ago, I had an episode of burnout and anxiety where I took a break from The Simple Creative. And during this break, I was able to think of new ways to reinvent The Simple Creative, to reach more people, and then to get a wider and better audience. But I have a little bit of a problem. I remember in the AME session, episode 20, I mentioned that I need your help with something, and now is the time for your help. I'm just one person, and I don't know too many people. And I believe there are a lot of creative persons, entrepreneurs, and business persons in Nigeria who can be of great benefit to you, the listeners, and to this podcast as well. So this is my help, or this is what I want you to do for me. If there's anyone you'd like to see featured on this podcast, and you really want to see them on this podcast, please drop their names in the description below, in the comment section, and possibly a link to their Instagram account or a link to where I can see their work so I can reach out to them and feature them on this podcast. If you have anyone like that, please don't hesitate to do that. You'll be doing me a really big favor, and also you'll be doing a lot of listeners the favor of actually listening to more people who can actually be of help to us, whether in our personal lives or in our professional lives. Please just go ahead to the comment section and do that right now. Thank you very much. Then the second thing is to be able to reach more people and then have enough visibility for The Simple Creative. I'd like you to head on to themajor.com/podcast and check up any of the podcast providers that you can see: iTunes, Google Play, and the rest, SoundCloud, and just rate The Simple Creative and give an honest review about The Simple Creative so you can actually reach more people. Once again, it's themajor.com/podcast. And without further ado, enjoy the podcast. So ever since The Simple Creative started, there's been a lot of things I've learned from each and every interview that has been featured on this podcast. And I thought to do a recap of most of these things because personally, as a person, I've really learned a lot meeting people and then talking about their experiences of how they were able to start up something from nothing. And I thought to reevaluate these things, see how well I've grown, and then share a little bit of these things with you. So today I'll be talking about a simple advice. You know, it's easy to find someone to tell you what you need to hear or what you want to hear, but your true ally is the one that tells you what you need to learn. And that is what happens here on The Simple Creative. People come here and explain to us how they started something from nothing, thereby explaining to you as well how you can do the same and actually become someone who is successful in a simple thing, but yet is becoming something big and creative. So there are so many things to learn from everybody. I'm the kind of person that when I meet people, I like to pick their brain, interact with them on a very intellectual level so I can be a better person myself. Not just me giving now, but I also open myself to receiving and learning from people. And because of this, there's been a lot of things I've learned. I actually wrote them down so I can explain, not really explain, but just give you a little bit of what I've been dealing with over the past few months of The Simple Creative. Getting people to come in and out to talk about themselves, about their businesses, and about anything they are doing right now. So the very first one that keeps coming to me every time is take time to know yourself. The thing is this: if you don't know yourself, I don't think any other person will know you. For example, when you know yourself, when you know who you are, you can be wise with your goals, with your dreams, with your standards, with the kind of convictions you give yourself. You know, knowing yourself allows you to live your life with purpose and with meaning. And in return, you start to narrow your focus. And then this focus rate that you narrow down begins to bring big results. I've discovered that over the years, people that have really been doing things that are amazing to me are people who just take the little step first, and then from these little steps, it becomes something big. For those that are keen to what I do on Instagram, I do weekly blogs on how to be a better person and productivity and every other thing. And these little things are adding up to a number of contents. I remember I started with just like 3 every day, and right now I have over 110 posts on creativity, productivity, branding, and design. It was just amazing, from those little steps becoming something very big. So narrow down your focus so you can achieve big things. I think that's the idea of what I'm saying right now. Then one very important one I like to say every time I meet people is show up ready. Like, never be caught unaware. The thing is this: if you dwell on the past, or if you daydream about the future, you won't concentrate on what needs to happen right now. So focus and concentrate on what needs to happen right now. I remember I had a discussion with David Adelakun, that's the director of Tap Studios, and in the discussion that day, he was able to explain to me that there are certain things in life that you need to just hold on to. And number one is that you need to be able to focus on those little things to become those giant things. You never can tell. You started with just learning Photoshop at the very beginning, and then now you are this guru who is taking big jobs, you know, for branding and graphics. You just started from learning that little skill you felt was irrelevant, and then you grew into something big. So show up ready. Never be caught unawares. Like, plan now so that you can actually achieve the future. I don't know if you get that. Yeah, that's just about it. And then another thing is, don't make assumptions. If you don't know something, don't say it. If you don't know something, don't give an opinion about it. I remember there was a time I explained why I started to create content. And before I create those content, or before I release anything, first, it must have been something I've done a lot of research on, and then I've learned from, and then I can now, you know, share the idea or pass across the message. If it doesn't bless me, I don't release it. It's as simple as that. So if you don't know something, please don't make assumptions. Just be clear on what you want to say, and then say it because you know it and you're confident about that particular thing. So someone will now come, and so it's not be as if we are giving out a message you don't believe in. A lot of that is happening today, and please don't be one of those people. Now, one we often take for granted is we are not patient and persistent. I made mention of something at the beginning that I didn't know how hard this was until I started. If someone had told me it would have been this tasking, you know, sitting down to edit and to, you know, cut different clips together to actually create a proper timeline of something you can watch and, you know, really enjoy. It takes patience, and then if you are persistent with it, it's something that can take you very far. So life is not so much what you accomplish, but is more of what you overcome. If you can overcome certain difficulties, then eventually it becomes an accomplishment. Yeah, I think so. All right, then in order to get, you need to give. Before I actually started making interviews with people, I did about 7 episodes where it was just me talking to you guys, like this one. And during those periods, I discovered that the more I gave, the more I was eager to learn. And then when I started doing interviews, it was so awesome that I was able to really give open myself up to possibilities that I can learn from anybody. So far, like, giving me something valuable, I would learn. So in order to get, you need to give. Don't be stingy with content. I think I said that to someone recently, and I'm like, content creators too can be stingy because we know something and then we intend not to give it out. So please, in order to get, you need to give. And then luck. I don't know if there's something like luck, but I believe luck comes from hard work. The more you work, your timing, hard work, and the way it intersects with your talent eventually gives the desired result. So yeah, luck is something that can happen to anybody, but sometimes some people call something overnight success. But think about it, overnight success could have been something that was 20 years in the making. So there is no luck, it's just hard work and how you commit to it. One I try to explain to most creatives that I meet is, don't try to impress anyone. No. You know, if you watch, it's those people that are very unhappy that try to impress someone so that those people's happiness can be their own happiness. But if you are someone that is just by yourself, make yourself happy, like encourage yourself, believe in yourself, do things that would inspire you to be better, to be a better person. Not that you depend on someone else to have your own happiness. No, your happiness shouldn't depend on anybody. It should depend on you. You should be the motivating factor for your happiness at every point in time of your life. I'm blank right now. I'm trying to think. I think that's why it's good to write things down. So let me just go through. Okay, now there's one that I have here. It says listen to learn. Learn how to listen, sorry. You can learn anything when you are talking. You can't. Like, as I'm talking right now, my mind is pouring out things. So it's not easy for me to really think about something. But then I listen more, and when I listen more, I learn more. So when I'm sitting down with someone on a podcast or an episode, I'm listening to the person, and then a lot of things are running through my mind, like, oh wow, this person is doing this, this person is doing that. It's something really amazing to me, and then eventually it helps me to be able to write up other things, and then the conversation becomes very interesting. So listen to learn. Listen, not just to respond now, but listen to learn. Life is good. Life is good. I enjoy life. But sometimes life is not fair. The thing is this. I'm blank. Oh, Lord. Yeah, but the thing is this. Life is not fair. People feel life is supposed to be fair all the time. But then the moment you start thinking life is fair, unhappiness will settle in. Like, you feel everything should be equal. No. Not everybody can have the same thing at the same time. So, for you, understand that life is not fair, but then still play your game the right way. You know, be friendly, be happy, be joyful, help others, give out more, and then just be open to learn new things. I think everything has been, you know, coming over and over again, almost the same thing. But then it's just a place to just be able to have a background as to why I'm giving you these simple advices today. Don't put yourself above anyone or anything. Don't form boss, in quote. Struggle in silence, as in work hard in silence, because eventually it will pay off. If you watch, work hard in silence and let success make the noise. I think that's what I wrote here. Work hard in silence and let success make the noise. There's a lot to actually pick out from people that do their things in silent or in the secret, because the moment, by the time they're coming out, that's when people start shouting overnight success. And if you really understand that, you see that at that time where you are in isolation, where you reinvent yourself, a lot is going on in the background. But then people are not seeing that. But then the day they will eventually see it, people will be amazed as to what you're able to achieve in silence. So don't try to be above anybody. Just be yourself. Focus more on what you do, and then work hard in silence. You can't always get what you want. I think this one is talking to me. You can't always get what you want. But if you ask the right way, you can. But not every time. So, take getting things from people or from anybody or from anywhere as a bonus. Because the person could have said no. So, it's a privilege for the person to say yes. And it's a bonus to you for receiving that favor or that thing at any point in time. So, you can't always get what you want. But if you ask the right way, you definitely can, my friend. You can. So, don't make decisions when you are angry or just not in the right frame of mind. Be careful with what you say. I made a video about words are powerful. So, be careful what you say. Take time to digest things. Your mind is processing everything possible at every point in time, trying to just, you know, explode. But then you're in control of your body, you're in control of your emotions. So it's something you need to work on. I recently went through a phase where whenever I'm angry or upset, I just find a place to hide. And then I probably start listening to music or start doing this breathe in and breathe out kind of exercise. Yes, it sounds weird, but it helps me. It helps me stay away from, you know, negative words or just blowing up when I need to blow up. And I'm this kind of person that you know, because of my silence, people could easily just take me for granted. But sometimes I don't care about that. Like, all I care about is let me just be at peace with everybody so I know I'm not the one causing issues. Does that make any sense? I think this podcast is getting too long. All right, then don't worry what people think. Worry what you think about yourself. What you think about yourself is the most important. So their opinions really don't matter. But then for those that care about you, their opinions matter a lot. Now, not opinions, now feedbacks. Feedbacks. I remember there was a post I did on things they didn't tell you about being creative. And is that opinions don't matter that much, but then feedbacks matter a little. So keep that in mind. And then use adversity as an opportunity. I'm reading this for word now. Every loss leads to an opportunity, and every adversity leads to new possibilities. I think I should frame that. That would be a good thing to go on the wall of my studio here. So I'm still remodeling. I'm trying to rebuild and put things in order. So maybe you start seeing some wall arts very soon. Okay, there's another one here that says, do what is right, not what is easy. Strength of character leads us to do the right things, even when there are easier options. So do what is right, not what is easy. You know what is right. You know right from wrong. But then sometimes we like to go with the easy way out, which sometimes leads to trouble. I have my own fair share of that. You know, boycotting out to do things and then eventually seeing the results and then I'm disappointed. I knew what I did, so I wasn't disappointed that much. But yeah, do what is right, not what is easy. This one is a scary one for me because I'm someone that daydream a lot. But then dreams don't change from being dreams until you take action. So without action, your idea is still just a dream. I think the most important thing with an idea is the execution. If you don't execute an idea, everybody can think. Remember, Casey Neistat said that everybody can think, everybody can come up with an idea. But then the main thing now is execution. So the way you execute your ideas will determine whether you are creative or not. I remember during the AMA session, someone asked a question that, can anybody be a creative? And I said, yes, only if you act on it. There's a measure of creativity God has put into everybody, but then your actions will determine whether you are creative or not. So an idea remains an idea until it is acted upon, until it is executed. And then the execution is now the point we can actually say someone is creative. So creativity is about doing, not only about the thinking. Does that make sense? Yeah. So now this one's moral lessons I feel you could pick out from. Number one is treat others the way you want to be treated. Do the right things, do your best, treat others as you would want them to treat you. When you quit, you fail. So failure is not the ending point, it's not the destination. It's just a stepping stone to success. Trust your instincts, trust your thoughts, trust your ideas, because they will take you far. Yeah, I know that they will take you far. They will take you really far. So these are those things I live by every single day. Not every day, good, but these are things I have learned from my dad. I've learned from my father in heaven. I've learned from friends. I've learned from creatives that I've been able to discuss with at length. And I just wrote them down to talk about on this particular episode. I've been meaning to do this episode for a long time. So yeah, I'm glad I'm doing this. And then learn something new every day. Oh, I don't know. I should emphasize this a lot. I should say this more and more. Learn something new every day. You know, have this mindset of a student. Like Olumide said on the podcast, you know, the episode about how to start up as a freelancer. Have the mindset of a student. Never think you're too old to ask questions or know too much to learn something new. Nobody is perfect. Learning continues every day. So give yourself to learning. Give yourself to learning. And then we're almost done. Make what is valuable important. Instead of thinking about what is profitable, think about what is valuable. Invest in others and you will grow your portfolio. Now, for all creatives out there, this is an advice to you. Make what is valuable important. I think Michael Chandler said something. He's a popular Instagram creative who wrote a book. Books are actually helping me today. I don't have the ebooks, the soft copies, I have the ebooks. And these are things that you could actually live by every day. You know, the important things make them valuable, or the valuable things make them important, because the more you see value in something, the more you should prioritize those things. And then if you invest in others, you know, that way you start to build your portfolio. Imagine you creating content that are helping people. They're not paying for it, but then in return, you're building your portfolio. So that's why I said, for you to get, you need to give. You see how it links up now. And then the last one, oh my God, this is beautiful. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. I think my contents have been, you know, rallying around believing in yourself for a while now. I made a video yesterday that talked about believing in yourself. So the way you see yourself is the way you will treat yourself. And the way you treat yourself is what you will become. So just to wrap up this particular episode, think about it, all these things. You can listen and go over it again, because I believe this is a compendium of simple advices I live by every day. And if you can learn from them, well, good luck to you. And if you didn't really get anything from this particular episode, I would advise you listen again. So thank you so much for watching and for listening. Before you go, please, I'd like you to rate The Simple Creative. Go to themeji.com/podcast and rate The Simple Creative. Give this video a thumbs up. And please share, so you can actually help others. Let it reach as many as possible, so they can know that there are things you can learn from The Simple Creative. And then before we go, finally, please and please help me with The Simple Creative. Suggest people you would like to see on the podcast. Suggest creatives you would like to, you know, see featured here. And then drop their names and possible links where I can find them in the comment section. Thank you very much. And till next Wednesday. Peace.